Blog Talk Radio.
Rainbow Radio, what it is, what it do, it's your girl, MC Taz, honey, and y'all already know we up in this piece, and when I say we, y'all know who's always with me, baby, yes she is, come on, puss, come on through and let the people know we in the place, yes ma'am, honey, it is time for your weekly dose, your weekly injection, baby, of the gay in your day, and you know we get to slay and put it on in your day and let you have it. And tonight we have a wonderful, wonderful show planned for you guys, girls, and everyone in between. We have Mr. and Miss National Apollo 2017, also known as the National Icon Davenport and Miss Arilyn Roberts. They will be up and through here, and letting us know about this weekend because their reign is over. They will be talking about the Apollo organization, which there are three of them, one in Lafayette, one in Baton Rouge, and one in Birmingham, Alabama. So if you have never been to an Apollo ball, you are totally missing out, and you definitely have to get in on all of that. And everything Apollo is lavish and, you know, so opulent, extravaganza. That's what we come to expect from Apollo. So it is definitely a show and a Mardi Gras ball like no other. So they will be up in here tonight letting us know what's going on this weekend, and they will be at Splash in Baton Rouge. I think it's on this Friday, the 18th, I'm pretty sure. And, we got all of that coming up. We also have, you know, LGBTQ news. I have a community calendar. We have our boy, Yellow Boy. He's going to come on through with all of your celebrity tea, gossip, and shade at the top of the hour. And we also have a big shout-out, y'all. Let me tell y'all, this weekend was off the chain. When I tell y'all, it took me 2 days to recoup. I'm still not all the way recouped. That's why, you know, sorry I'm getting things started late today, but I was still recouping, baby. They let me have it, y'all. I am not like I was. You got about one good night with me, bitch, and then I need 2 days to recoup, okay? But shout out to Shadius and Company, Sunny, Michelle, Dana, I forgot her brother's name, Sunny, but to all of the people that came with y'all, Dakota. Shout out to all of you guys for coming through, Castaways, and putting it down. And Miss Shathius, you did wonderful, honey. If y'all missed it or y'all don't know what I'm talking about, you can go on Facebook, YouTube as well. She has some videos up. It's Shathius, S-H-A-Y, Shathius, T-H-I-U-S. You know, they got all kind of funny names and things, baby. Shathius on all social media platforms. You can check out some of her videos. It was off the chain. Let me tell y'all, y'all missed an event. Next time she comes through, y'all definitely need to come and get it together and come and see what's all the hype about, because, baby, they cut up, honey. They really cut up, and they let me have it. I had a great time with them. And, yeah, it was fun. It was fun, honey. They was cutting up. They had a great time. And also, shout out to DJ Holla and my girl LaGina for always coming in and throwing it down behind the bar, baby. She made that old upside down, girl, it was a pineapple upside down cake, baby. And she had some whipped, ooh, girl. It was everything plus that and a whole lot more. So, shout out to everybody who came through. Also, to my girl Tisha and my girl Linda for jumping in and helping a sister out. I really, really, really appreciate you ladies so much. And my sister Biscuita. Thank you, sister, for always having your girls back and working out with me. And, yeah, everybody who came through, it was a wonderful evening. I had fun. I hope y'all had fun. And I hope to see y'all again soon. We're going to get into a little bit of music right now, honey. And when I come back, you better know I'm going to have all of your LGBTQ news, blues, reviews, and so much more. Sit tight. We are just getting started. It's your girl, MC Taz, and y'all are listening to Rainbow Radio. Be right back.
What's good, Rainbow Radio? It's your favorite entertainment correspondent, Yellow Boy. Just letting you know that at the top of the hour, we will have all your latest celebrity news, juice, and gossip. So you need to get your cup ready, because I'm ready to pour. All this and more coming up on Rainbow Radio.
I'm overzealous. When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down. I get angry. Baby, believe me, I can love you just like that. and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, I judge you too. No, you don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, I judge you too. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems, cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve them. Yeah, I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need to. You do shit on purpose, you get mad and you break things, feel bad, try to fix things. You're perfect, fully wired circuit, and got hands like an ocean, push you out, pull you back in. You don't judge me, cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too. No, you don't judge me, cause you see it from the same point of view. Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all.
Honey, and if you listen to this show, you know what that sound means. It means it is time for all of your news, LGBTQ news, that is. And, you know, I'm the girl to give it to you. So let's get into this. Okay. So I'm going to get y'all with some good news because, you know, we always talking about some news that I don't really want to be talking about, you know, all that negative Nancy. Negative Nancy. But I'm going to get into some very good news. We have a couple of good news stories that just makes me feel like, oh, hope. Even though we see all of this negative BS and all of this crazy crap where we feel oppressed and we feel like we don't have rights and no one is listening to us, we have some stories like this. First of all, California, the state of California, just approved 10 LGBT-inclusive textbooks for elementary and middle school. I hope y'all are clapping and like, yes. And also, the board also rejected 2 books that failed to include LGBTQ people. So basically, in 2011, California passed the Fair Education Act. And that just means with people with disabilities and LGBT people were added to the list of minorities whose contributions must be included in textbooks in the state, basically. Which is, listen, guys, if y'all don't know nothing about, or like, I didn't really catch this. I mean, of course, I went to school, but I didn't even catch it in school, like, talking about it. Or really didn't even think about it. But when I had a kid and he went to school and, you know, they tell kids to, like, draw your family. And, you know, their idea of family is just a man and a woman, you know, and if it's not a man and a woman, that it's not a family. I don't know, like, that's just where family ends. So for the steps to be taken that any type of LGBTQ inclusion and making that normal is going to normalize so many other things. And once people can now be LGBTQ people, we can now have LGBTQ inclusive families where, you know, we may be lesbian parents or we may be gay men parents or whatever, however you want to say it. But I think that is a wonderful thing, and I think that it is going to take a lot, I don't want to say a lot of time, but it's going to take some time because our brains are really, everything we know that we were taught was that it's man and woman. And for us to retrain our brain, it takes a little while and it feels a little unnatural at first. And people try to want to reject it or, you know, oh, that doesn't need to be. I don't know why people need this and that. And, you know, it's always people who aren't, you know, like when black people are saying it, I don't know why. They're saying it's always the white people saying that because you don't know why, and that's okay. You're not supposed to know why, but it's okay for you just to try to want to include everybody. Like, because if it was you, you would want to be included too, as well. So like, hello, not that hard, baby. It's not that hard. But I get it. I get that it is a little unnatural, and you know, it may feel like that's not how it's supposed to be done. But it's just because that's how we're taught that it's supposed to, like, it's just a mind game, guys. We just got to retrain our mind. That's all it's about. And that's it. It ain't got to be nothing more. Okay, let me go on to the next one. My next story is about, I'm just so happy for this. You know, there was all kind of elections last Tuesday. And, oh, my God, I must say there are six LGBTQ people were elected, and it's Andrea Jenkins is Minnesota. She is Minneapolis City Council voter, elected Jenkins to the Minneapolis City Council as the first openly transgender woman of color elected to public office in the U.S. All right, Andrea, girl. All right, Miss Minneapolis, girl. Okay. Also, we have Danica Rome in Virginia. She's in the Virginia House of Delegates. And Rome unseated anti-LGBTQ delegate Bob Marshall. And her electoral victory will make her Virginia's first out transgender public official and the nation's only transgender state representative. Rhyme is signed Jerry Cannon, New Hampshire, Summersworth School Board. Cannon joined the Summersworth School Board yesterday, according to her LinkedIn page. She is planning on running for New Hampshire State Representative. Lisa Middleton in California, Palm Springs City Council. She's Middleton's victory in Palm Springs City Council election made her the first openly transgender person elected to a non-judicial office in the state of California. Steph Kuntz, Georgia, Doraville City Council. Kuntz won a spot in her hometown city council, becoming her city's first openly transgender elected official. And Tyler Titus, Pennsylvania. Titus wins, making him the first out transgender person elected to office in Pennsylvania after a successful write-in campaign to join the ballot. Well, I need to take that back. It's not LGBTQ people. It's only the T people. Six transgender people won. And I mean, there are 1.4 million transgender people in the United States alone. So, you know, I think where people feel like, oh, transgender, you know, we never really heard too much about transgender. You never, now it's all over. It's all over because we just have a bigger population. And on top of being a bigger population, we have access to everyone right about now. I mean, unless if you live under a rock, you have Facebook or you have some type of social media where you know, we have access to things. So none of this is new. It's just new to you because you're becoming aware about it, and there are more people in the transgender situations where they are wanting to live their authentic lives, and they are not want to be depressed and miserable and not living what they think is the best way that they can live. So just because of what other people think or say, like, that's a horrible thing. Like, I mean, I guess unless if you can experience it, you can't really say what it's about, you know. But I know one thing. Nobody wants to live miserable. And, you know, if you're happy with who you are and you feel like you belong and everything is great, then good for you. But everybody does not feel like that. And it doesn't mean that their feelings don't exist. So, you know, I got to get my love shit out. Anyway. So, what we're going to do now is we're going to go into some more music. I want to leave y'all with those news stories, because I don't want to do any negative news today. I want to do all positive news. I'm not feeling the negativity. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna leave it with. We're gonna get into, y'all wanna do some Cardi B? Or y'all wanna do some Demi? Yeah, I'm gonna get into a little Demi. Sorry, not sorry. That's how I'm feeling right now. But I love you guys, and we'll be right back on Rainbow Radio, and hopefully we should have Mr. and Miss National Apollo, or possibly just Miss, but we should have a National Apollo situation happening soon. So y'all sit tight, and we'll be right back, guys, on Rainbow Radio.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, ain't too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is a bad bitch, and baby, I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage. Can't have this, can't have it. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah. Baby, I'm sorry.
Baby, I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I don't wanna be alive. I don't wanna be alive. I just wanna die today. I just wanna die. They think they know it. I've been praying for somebody to save me. No one's heroic in my life. Don't even matter. I know it. I know it. I know I'm hurting deep down, but can't show it. I never had a place to call my own. I never had a home. Ain't nobody calling my phone. Where you been? Where you at? What's on your mind? They say every life precious, but nobody care about mine. I've been on the low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feels like my life ain't mine. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die. Now let me tell you why. Without a little night, I'm just trying to set a little light. It can be hard, it can be so hard, but you gotta live right now. You got everything to give right now. I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on the low, I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. I finally wanna be alive.
Honey, that's some new Logic. That's a little uplifting song for you guys. Mm-hmm. Like that a little bit. But I told y'all before we went to break, we were about to have a National Apollo situation in the building, honey. And like I promised you, I want y'all to do me a favor and give it up for Miss National Apollo, Miss Erilyn Roberts. Yay! Hey, Fish Cake, what you doing?
Getting high off the E6000 glue.
Oh, yes, honey. Y'all know it's a pageant is coming up. It's on the horizon, honey. Miss Thing is going to be twirling.
Right.
And she gives. That's all I can say about Miss Erilyn, honey. Y'all know if she's coming through, it is going to be some sparkles, and it's going to be a...
Yeah.
Oh, breathtaking situation. She was trying to take breath away, honey. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it though. So
your
reign for National Apollo is coming to an end.
Yes.
How did? I mean, you're like such a seasoned queen now, and you're a seasoned winner. Like, how does that feel? You know, you've done this before. You've given up crowns before, but does it get any easier?
I would say no, it doesn't get easier because this is part of a brotherhood. It's part of a group. It's almost like being part of a family when you belong to Apollo. So it probably is not going to be easy. I'm still part of Apollo. I will now be a has-been, but I don't
right.
think it's going to be easy. You know, these people are like my family. So, and just getting to travel to Lafayette and going to their ball this past year and meeting so many people, and then traveling to Birmingham and being in their ball, you know, meeting more people. It's just been a really, really fun experience being Miss National Apollo.
Okay, so let's break it down. Let's break it down for some people, because they still are not getting the whole Mardi Gras ball thing. We're kind of taking it slow for them. So there is a Mardi Gras crew organization, and they have three different crews. It is called Apollo, and there's a crew in Lafayette, a crew in Baton Rouge, and a crew in Birmingham who each have an individual Mardi Gras ball. And
correct.
From these three crews, they pick a Mr. and Miss Lafayette Apollo, a Mr. and Miss Birmingham Apollo, a Mr. and Miss Baton Rouge Apollo.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have a pageant, and then whoever wins that pageant goes on to nationals.
Right. So each crew has a pageant. They pick their Mr. and Miss from this pageant, and then that Mr. and Miss goes on to a national pageant where all three crews get together, and their Mr. and Miss compete against each other to see who is Mr. and Miss National Apollo. And you
correct.
And Mr. the National Icon Davenport, who was Mr. Lafayette, Mr. de Lafayette Apollo, won 2017 National Apollo.
Correct, yeah.
So when you become National Apollo, you get to, like you were saying, go to every Apollo and represent the Mr. and Miss Apollo. So that is a big deal, first of all. Second of all, one Apollo ball is enough for the year, but three Apollo balls, honey.
Yes.
You was in there, okay? And then for those of y'all who do not know Mr. the National Icon Davenport, honey, he is something fierce his own self, okay? So,
yes,
y'all were a fiercely reigning Mr. and Miss National Apollo 2017, honey. Y'all let him have it at every showing, okay? So
we discussed that when we won that night, we discussed that we were going to make sure that we made brand new matching outfits for each ball, because he sews and I sew. We both are costume designers. So we made a pact that night when we got crowned that we were going to make outfits for each ball and represent. So.
Well, baby, when I tell y'all, y'all did it, okay? Like, I'm still kind of fresh in the whole Apollo and, you know, that world as well. I've only been to, I want to say three, like two Baton Rouge balls and maybe three Lafayette balls. And from what I have seen and what I have gathered, oh, y'all slayed the children down, honey. Y'all came through and showed out. So the next Mr. and Miss National Apollo got some shoes to fill. That's all I could say is that I'm watching and I want to see what, as well as a lot of other people are watching. So I know the shoes are rather large to fill. Y'all put it, you know, y'all raised the bar a little bit.
I think
y'all definitely raised the bar. There was definitely a bar raised in that whole situation. So now we are to the give up. Y'all reign has come to an end, and tell us about the competitors that are going to be competing this weekend. I know we have Miss Gia Giovanni is
Miss
Baton Rouge. And I know, I forgot the guy's name, but I remember him from the hot dog situation in Miss J. Rush's backyard. But I forget his name is Mr. Tell me his name. Is it Jonathan? No, that's
it's
not his
Zachary.
Name.
It's Zachary. Zachary.
Okay, so we got Miss Gia Giovanni and Mr. Zachary. And in Lafayette, we have...
We have Mia... Bonet.
Nicole Bonet. Yes, Miss Nia Bonet.
And her mister is just, oh, I don't want to mess this up. Javion Jacquez.
Oh, Javion. Yeah, Javion. Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. So Javion Black and Miss Nia Bonet. I forgot who won for the guys. My bad. Okay. So we got Miss Gia and Miss Mia and Zachary and Javion. Okay, okay, okay. And who is, I have no idea about Birmingham because I'm not on their Facebook. I definitely need to get on that. But who is from Birmingham? Do we know them?
Connor and Lotus.
Okay, okay. Know some new names I don't know. So this should be very interesting. I know this is a couple of things about Apollo. If you don't know anything about Apollo, it is extravaganza. It is lush. It is diamonds. It is everything that you can possibly think of. Just everything luxurious, minks and folds and feathers and, oh, just drapery, just like that sort, like that Apollo. That's how I feel. It's just lush. So you know when these contestants, like this type of pageant, you have to be Miss National Apollo. You have to give it. You have to give it, honey, because Apollo is extravaganza, honey.
Yes.
Did you?
But also, like, other people can also compete in the pageant also. It's not just geared towards Apollo. Like, if there are other Mardi Gras crews out there, they can actually sponsor a contestant, and that contestant can actually compete for the title. So, because last year we had another contestant from Lafayette that a crew sponsored, and she competed last year against me also. So, if there's other people that are interested in competing in the National Apollo pageant, they can.
Wow,
you know,
that's something I did not know.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, come on, bring me some education. No, that's not something I knew. Okay, so, all right, I'm for the learning. I love it. Okay, Apollo. But, well, they better come on, baby. If they don't know, they better get it together. Because to be Miss National Apollo, you still got to come with it, Eddie. You could be in the pageant, but girl, you still going to have to bring that package.
Yes, we still are taking contestant registration. That will end at 7:00 on Friday, November 17th. So anybody who wants to still register can register. It ends at 7:00. The doors open at 8:00. The pageant begins at 9:00. The theme of the pageant this year, me and Olajuwon came up with, is Welcome to the Circus. So we are putting on a production for the opening number. And the contestants, they will be dressing in circus attire for presentation, and they have to wear black, white, and gold. So they can come up with any costume they want, just as long as it's black, white, and gold. And, of course, no ringleader costumes, because you know who the ringleader is.
I was about to say, baby, we know who the ringleader is, and they're going to come out, and they're going to be in black stone ringleader. It's just going to be ridiculous. And there's no stones, y'all. I'm just telling y'all, if y'all need a stone now, y'all better get it because there's not about to be another stone until March, okay?
Girl,
nobody is going to have a stone.
Just wait.
I already know, Miss Thing.
Going to blind everybody.
Oh, baby. So. Carolyn and Mr. The National. Oh, I already know, honey. A stone is not safe around y'all.
Nope. If we find a stone, it's going to be on that costume. It's going to be somewhere, girl. Somewhere. So,
but that's,
awesome. Some of the other stuff we have is like Dextasy from Monroe. She's going to be our MC. So she will be emceeing the pageant. We have like some former Miss National Apollos that'll be performing. We have Victoria Valentine. We have Miss Kenley Andrews from Lafayette. We have Miss Amanda Rose. They are all former Miss National Apollos. And then Mr. Jay Rush, he said, you better be there, girl. He is a former Mr. National Apollo. He will be performing also. So that's some of the people we have. We're going to be doing a 50-50 raffle. One of the things I do want to mention is this will be the first fundraiser I will be starting for my platform as Miss Gay Louisiana, because I'm also your current reigning Miss Gay Louisiana. And my platform is actually the Apollo AIDS and Crisis Foundation. So this will be my first fundraiser. I'll be raising money to donate to my platform. So people come out and help me raise some money. My goal is $2,500 this year. I have to raise that. And if I raise over that, then that's better, because there's a lot of people that I want to help out there in the community.
Well, that's awesome. I so love you pushing your platform. You know, we've seen so many state title holders, and, you know, I never hear about platforms too much, so that's really refreshing to hear that from you, and that you, you know, you
Thank
keep
you.
Pushing it. You really keep pushing it. And I think that that should be a title holder's responsibility. If, you
yes.
know, that you know, the whole, they had someone had posted about prelims and title holders, and I don't think that title holders' job should be to get prelims and do the business. Title holders are like, should be community involved and raising awareness and brand ambassadors for the title, you know, and that should be y'all job. The other business stuff should be, you know, on the promoters and stuff. That's how I feel about it. So I think it's very refreshing to see you taking on that that real part of the brand ambassador and putting the community out there. It's real awesome, and it's needed. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Yes, I mean,
well,
one thing for me that I've always held dear to is the American system is definitely about having a platform and definitely about, like, executing that and making a difference in the community. And that's one of the reasons why I have stuck with the America system, because it really made a difference in my life, you know, and showed me that I can make a difference in other people's lives. So being Miss Gay Louisiana, it has definitely opened a lot of doors for me. I think a lot of people are happy that I won that, and I definitely want to stick to my platform and definitely help out the community. So as much as I can.
Well, we love that from you. And yes, we're very happy that you won. We are one of your fans, and we were there and very happy that you won. You did a wonderful job. And I know you did a wonderful job as Miss National Apollo as well. I know Apollo was very, very, very happy with you and your representation, you and Mr. The National's representation. Like I said, y'all raised the bar. So I know that this pageant is going to be everything. So if y'all, it's going to be Friday, right? Not Saturday. It's Friday at Splash.
It's 17th.
Okay, so November 17th, this Friday at Splash, like Miss Allen said, you can register until 7 o'clock?
Correct.
Doors
so,
open at
if people want to dress in circus attire, they can too. Come join the fun. Yeah, doors open at 9. So, girl, we love costumes. We are all about costumes, girl. You know.
All right.
So
it could be
up,
Halloween, Mardi Gras, Halloween, all anything, baby. We all about a costume. Yeah, I feel that.
Girl,
we always need an excuse to dress up.
All about it.
Well, and I've seen you caught you a little break last weekend. You know, I'm never catching you too much out of drag nowadays. You know, you're a very busy person. And I've seen that you was able to have a little break over the weekend.
Yes, girl. Sometimes we need that.
Yeah, you definitely need to catch a break sometimes. I know you got a lot going on. But it is so good to hear from you, Miss National Apollo. We are looking out for much more from you. Y'all can go follow Miss Arilyn Roberts on Facebook, keep up with everything she's doing. Do you have any shows that are coming up or where people can see you besides this Friday?
We actually have Splash's Christmas party coming up. It's their customer.
That's on the 8th.
Yep, it's in the beginning of December. So I will be donating my time and donating my tips when I perform.
Come on,
yep, to raise money for the toy fund that we're doing, the toy drive. So I will be performing there. And then I also got a new promoter, Mr. Corey Trahan. He's the new owner of Louisiana America.
Shout out to our friend Corey.
We're going to have a tour for me in the making. And, I mean, it's getting there, girl.
Well, I'm with it. I'm definitely with it. I think that, speaking of raising bars, one more thing. I think that Louisiana America bar is going to be raised as well. Because he is very creative. He is very he's very progressive, and he's passionate about it, and he wants to make it. So I think that's a huge thing, and just I think he'll be one of the promoters, like I said, to wanting to handle the business side and let you handle the community service branding side. And I think that that's how it should go, and I think that it is going to turn that system around dramatically. Dramatically, and all of the above. Okay, I think it's going to be fabulous. I think it's going to be fabulous. And I know your give up for that. I know we're not even talking about it, but I know, honey. It's going to be just, you're going to make me sick. So I'm going to just be like, I'm sick of her already. You're going to show me one dress and I'm going to be sick of you. So I'm ready. I'm ready to be sick. I'm ready to be sick. Come and make me throw up, girl. I love it. I appreciate you so much for all of that. But we're going to let you get back to stoning. I'm definitely going to try to be at the pageant, but I, a situation fell into my lap where I have a LGBTQ bar now, and I'm only open on Friday and Saturdays, and that's why I haven't been doing too much right now. Moving wise is because I've been making this money, but I'm trying to get a steady bartender in there for me so I can start moving around. So I'm trying to do it. I might not open this weekend. I might just go, but I'm going to try to make something happen. But regardless, my thoughts are going to be with y'all. I'm promoting the heck out of y'all. I love y'all.
Yes.
And
we love you
regardless.
Thank you
for always. I love Apollo. I think that what y'all do, the mission, and especially, you know, the AIDS crisis that Baton Rouge definitely puts on display every time, I think it's so important. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that, you know, because not all organizations, you know, do that. And y'all are committed to that. So I appreciate it.
Very. Well, thank you.
Well, I
definitely appreciate it. And you better come to our ball this year. Yay.
You already know. You know we'll be in the building, but y'all go check out
my table.
Well, girl, I'm wherever, okay? Wherever I'm going, it don't matter to me. I will be in there. Because your mama, baby, your mama and them cut up, too. I love them. So, yes, we can say Mama Roberts cuts up, baby. She loves it. She loves all of it just like you. That's where you get it from, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we're going to let you go back to stoning. Having a great night. And everybody, keep up with what's going to happen this Friday at Splash Baton Rouge. Go see Miss Erilyn and Mr. The National Davenport and all of their they're blinding jewels, because they're going to let you have it, honey. Bye, Miss Erilyn.
Yes.
You have a great night.
All right. Thank you. I love everybody, and keep it national.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, honey. Our sister, Miss Erilyn, coming to let y'all know about all of the Apollo situations going on this weekend, Friday at Splash. Just let me let you know. Y'all will be able to see the bling probably from outer space. They are going to be able to see the shine, because if you don't know like I know, those kids don't play, honey. They come through. I don't know what the stone budget is for them, but let me tell you, it probably could give electricity to a small village in Africa. I'm pretty sure, because, girl, they if it moves, even if it don't move, if they're wearing it, it's going to have some type of detail. It's going to be something, baby. You can bet. You can bet your tuchus on that, boom. She's going to be decked for the gods. Okay? That's all I'm saying. And I ain't mad at her, because if my budget was like it, I would be decked too, bitch. Now what? Catch it. Okay? Well, I'm going to get into a little Maroon 5 while I'm going to think about it. On top of all of that, girl, they just be designed. I can't even wrap my... See, that's not where my head goes. I'm not the designer like that. But, baby, if you got it, flaunt it. I ain't mad at you. We're going to get into some Maroon 5, y'all. This is what lovers do. Rainbow Radio. We'll be back, guys.
Say now, baby. Oh, mama, don't play now, baby. Say now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. At the house on you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, am I lucky or not? Lucky or not, lucky or not. Lyrical abilities are going so hard.
fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Oh yeah, fucking with me, call up on a Uzi and show up, man, and them shots at. When my homies pull up on your back, they make that thing go gata da da. Oh yeah, pull up at the mall and they surround us, man, I'm feeling like a pop star. Ay, if I want your girl, all I gotta do is just pull up with my guitar. Ooh, talking shit but you don't even know me, man, that shit is really bizarre. Ay, ay, didn't even know you dropped a song because your shit ain't on my radar. Okay, what time is it now? 4:30 in the morning, but my music's still out. Driving 90 down the freeway and the windows are down. You could claim that you're the king, but shit, I still wear the crown. And I could tell that you're a lazy ass artist from your words. Everybody wanna be famous, but don't put in the work. I've been practicing all night, all day. Found a girl I can call my babe. Money's up, man, I'm getting paid. Girlies in my DMs like, hey. Oh yeah. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man, I feel just like a rock star. Ay. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Fucking with me, call up on a Rosie and show up, man, them the shots at. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata da da.
Oh, another one.
We the best music, DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his sweat just like he came from Maytag. Rocker with it on the Bronx. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little dim down tonight. Cause I can name some things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rockin' with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shinin' with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
For the taking, I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl red, shit on brown. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild. Better since
since I left last December, December. Ice so cold like the wind in late November, December. I could try, but I can't help to remember, remember. If someone knew, I probably, probably figured, figured. Could you still be in love with me? Could I be all you need? Could you please forgive me? I'm sorry I made your heart bleed.
I was a fool to even, even walk away. I remember the hurt like it was yesterday. Should I walk away, walk away? Or should I stay? Walked away, now I'm standing here brave enough to say, oh baby, give me one more chance.
One more chance.
I love you till I can love no more. Oh darling, I was a fool to let you go.
Let you go.
I just want you back inside my world.
Since I haven't crossed your path, I've been thinking about your life. About the summers we spent in Soho and how we ended bad. Have you moved on from my past? Was it good enough to last? They say time heals all wounds, but I think I let you go too fast. Could you still be in love with me? Could I be all you need? Could you please forgive me? I'm sorry, I made your heart bleed.
They see pictures, they say goals. Bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When I go back as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hoes know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me. They baby father what a bill. That little bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now and speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dipsy, dipsy, dip. I say, I get the money and go. This shit is hot like a stove. My pussy glitter is gold. So that little bitch say her roll. I just a rover, no rolls. I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of them niggas is safe. I go to dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms. The life was a place. Hard to let.
Hello? Hello?
Is this you?
Yes, it is, honey.
Oh, y'all, finally. I'm sorry. Maybe it was me that was having technical difficulties if y'all couldn't hear me. My sister, Miss Biscuita Stevens, is in the house. Miss R.O.U. herself, honey. Y'all give it up for her. Yeah, hey, sweetie. What you doing, girl?
I'm just chilling out tonight. Nothing else to do on a Monday night besides listen to a little bit of Rainbow Radio. On
a little
good old
Rainbow
Monday.
So I can't deal with you. Okay, well, we about to get into our community calendar, so I'll let you help me with that if you want to do that.
Well, of course, Honey Bunch.
Okay,
because you know we have a big event next.
Yes, I know. We're going to get it. We're going to talk about that, too. So tomorrow we have Acadiana Gaming's Wellness Center Clinic session. That's 8-11 Martin Luther King at 5 o'clock. Wednesday there's free Cajun and Zydeco dance lessons with Brandon Broussard at Artmosphere Bistro at 5:45. On Thursday at 6 o'clock we have classes, Gaming's Wellness and Prep Clinic in Alexandria. And also, let me just stop right here. Look, did you know that they opened up a new bar in Alexandria? It's called Shameless.
What?
Yes.
Shame, honey.
Alexandria has an LGBTQ bar. It's called Shameless. Shout out to Shy Tyler and the Shameless crew. And we're going to probably have them on the show soon.
Is it where the other gay bar was at in Alexandria?
No, I don't think it's where Unique's was. This is a totally different bar. I've seen pictures. It has a mechanical bull in it. So, Biscuita, I do not want to see you on top of that bull's back, honey. I do not want to see that. Okay, so November 17th, we have the White Light Night Art Show. That's at Rio Bar in Baton Rouge at 6 p.m. We have Mr. and Miss National Apollo. That's going to be happening at Splash Nightclub at 8 p.m. On Saturday, November 18th, we have the Homa Thibodeau Out of Darkness. It's happening in Pelche Park at 9 a.m. We also have on the 18th, Lure Live, which is at the Radio Bar. That is Baton Rouge's LGBTQ art magazine. They also have on the 18th at 7 p.m. New Orleans Pride's 8th Annual Pub Crawl. In Lafayette, we have the Diamond Devil Review at Freetown Boom Boom Room. At 8 o'clock at 940 Mags Elysian Fields, we have Patronus Does. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This one is Oz's. This one is going to be at Oz's. Patronus Does Disney Drag Show and Sing-Along. And at 9 p.m., Girl Spot, Girl Crush in New Orleans. And at 9:45, Carnival Kings at Mags in New Orleans. Baby, New Orleans got it going on, okay? It's all over there. Monday,
yeah,
November 20th is also going to be Trans Day of Remembrance. Also at 11 p.m. on November 20th is going to be Miss Black National at Large show that's going to be happening at Prime. And that's what you were talking about we have next week?
No, we have the ROU announcement party next Saturday.
Oh, okay. What, that's not this Saturday, but the next.
Right, the 25th.
25th, oh, okay.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Okay, but I'm going to say, I'm coming to that. I thought you were talking about this. So we have, y'all, Beyonce Black is going to be live at Prime. She's going to be twirling the house down, honey. That's going to be Monday.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, the 21st, they're Lyrically Inclined at Black Cafe. On the 25th, we have ROU King and Queen announcement party. That is going to be at the Scott's Knights of Columbus. And also, you can catch Miss ROU and Mr. and Ms. ROU. They're going to be in full effect.
And it's
going to
be fabulous.
Yep, it will be fabulous, honey. So, y'all catch that. Wednesday, the 29th, is going to be Miss Gay New Orleans, Louisiana, US of A at Oz, New Orleans. On Friday, December 1st, is World AIDS Day, HIV testing. That's going to be happening at Central Station in Shreveport at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. On December 2nd, we're having the Cohen Hopes Engagement Bachelorette Party. That's happening at Castaway. What else is happening? Oh, no, December 8th is going to be the Christmas celebration at Splash. December 9th is Boom Boom Burlesque Presents Erotique at Gallery 333 at 8 p.m. December 12th is Kaplan's Christmas Parade. December 16th is LGBTQ Awards Baton Rouge Edition. And also, the Queens of Gay Carnival, Let Them Eat Fruitcake. That's going to be Mags on Elysian Fields. And that is our people. Did you hear about that, Lou? Did you hear about that event, the Let Them Eat Fruitcake?
No, I didn't hear nothing about that, sweetheart.
Okay, so it's the Queens of Gay Carnival, and what they did was, it's the crew of Petronius. They invited all gay Mardi Gras crew, past royalty, past king and queen, to an event to where all of the kings and king and queens would be represented, and some of the queens are going to perform as well. And it's just going to be a night celebrating gay
Wow, can you send me information on that so I can let my crew members know about that?
Yes, I can. I'm going to invite you to it. Let me see if I can invite you to it, Miss Thang. But yeah, this is going to be in New Orleans. It was supposed to be a couple of weeks ago, but on the week that it was held, they is when one of the storms came through, and they had to reschedule it. So they rescheduled it for, when did I say, December 9th? Yeah. So they invited everyone, and look, it says, yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun time, girl. I'm going to try.
Yes, listen, two complimentary cocktails to every guest, no cover at the door, doors open at 7, the Battle of the Crown start at 8 p.m., Mistress of Ceremony or Kitty DeLitter and Kitty Foosh, live entertainment provided by the best crew, Queens of the South. Current and former queens, kings, and captains of Gay Carnival are encouraged to don your sash and crown. Oh, it's December 16th. December 16th, not the 9th. Sorry. I would love to go. Y'all already know what's going on with me right now. A girl needs to make some coins, honey. And even though I love covering all of these events, you know, the coinage ain't there, like, talking about it. So I need to make coins, honey. So that's where I'm at right now with it all. But I'm a little bit sweet. I'm inviting right now.
Okay. Last Saturday, honey, at Castaways had it, honey.
Oh, yeah. So I talked about that a little bit in the beginning. I gave you a shout-out as well. But, yeah, tell the people about Saturday.
Saturday, honey, that ladies' night was everything, honey. The Shay, what's Shay's last name, honey?
Shafia.
She has the most beautiful angelic voice.
Yeah,
and it was
just
so
really
beautiful.
Voice.
And honey, she threw it down, honey, with her little guitar.
I really enjoyed her and her friend Dakota. Giving her a little backup. Dakota did his thing too, baby. And they rocked out for us. We had a good little time. All of their friends were there. And I really appreciate all of them, you know, making the drive, because I know it was a drive for them. But I appreciate them making the drive and coming out. And it was a, listen, it was a much needed turnout and a much needed event. I appreciate them. I thought it was great, and we can't wait to have her back. That is a definite. We are definitely going to try to, you know, mark this calendar and get this again, and we can have Miss Shafia's back in action, because it was great, and everybody enjoyed themselves. Everybody had a great time, and, you know, they enjoyed the pool tables, and we had DJ Holla on the ones and twos after everything.
Oh, she was awesome. I really enjoyed her because she was getting it down in that club, honey.
Yeah, DJ Holla cuts up. And I gave a shout-out to our girl, Legina. She made that little cocktail. Mm-hmm. You missed the cocktail. Mm-hmm. Girl, that cocktail was everything, though, sis.
Wow. I was too busy working that door, though.
Let me tell y'all about Miss Biscuita, baby. Let me tell y'all about Miss Biscuita. Y'all have an event, and y'all need a good door worker, baby. Y'all call Miss Biscuita, honey, because what she will do is make sure your parking lot is nice, and she's going to make sure that the back of the door is all there and it's all good. And I appreciate her so much for that. I appreciate everything that she did this weekend for me. She really stepped it up, and we had a fabulous turnout and a fabulous time. I can't wait to get more events lined up for Miss
for Miss Castaway, honey, to have a little 1-2 punch on them.
Yes. Now, if anybody would like tickets to the Royal Order of Unicorn Ball, they'll need $40 here, which is going to be held February 3rd at the Martin Luther King Center. They can go online at royalorderofunicorn.com and click on a tab where it says get tickets, and you just select whoever's table you want to sit at. And it should be really awesome this year.
Yeah, if you're new to all of this, you can, if you don't know anyone in the crew, you can just pick to the, like, there's an ROU table. The table,
yes, there
if, you, is. You know, if you've never been, it's a long, long table with many, many people at the table. So, you know, just, and there's no certain, I think it's no certain style. Like, if you're just at the ROU table, they'll just have a number of the table and y'all sit, you know, wherever. It's pretty laid back on that. But if you want to sit at someone's table, you could sit at the sweetest table.
Stephanie Stevens.
You could sit at Mr. Roger and Mr. Brady, who are the captain and the president. Sit at anybody's table, honey. Just go. You'll have a fabulous time regardless. And that
and
is
of course,
coming up.
Rainbow Radio is going to be there.
Yeah, Rainbow Radio will be there. We're going to be hosting the red carpet. But yeah, definitely get your tickets and come on out and support a great crew that is definitely, you know, building and getting better. And I'm so proud and happy of their accomplishments this year under the new leadership of Mr. Roger Duque. I have to say that I'm very impressed with him this year. And you know, doing his thing. Can't wait to see more from him. But this we come to the end of our program, honey. We need to do our shout outs. Do you have any shout outs to give?
Well, of course, honey. I would like to give a shout out to Miss Portia Chandelier because she's doing her thing this year, honey. She won.
Also being crowned Miss Pride of SWLA.
And of course, Miss Beyoncé Black, because she's the black mother to all of us queens, honey. She helps anybody that is in need, honey. And she's just fabulous.
Awesome.
And that's all I have for tonight.
Okay. That's all you have, Lou?
Yeah. Well, of course, my drag mother, Miss Shelby Stevens.
All right, Shel. I want to give a shout-out to everyone that was at Castaways this Saturday night, to Shay Diaz and Company, Ms. Biscuita, to Linda, to my girl Keisha, to my girl Ms. Gypsy. Also, you guys, be looking out. Castaways is going to be open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Definitely Thursday and Friday we're going to be having a little day opening. So if, you know, y'all are day drinking, you know, y'all want to do. Some people like to drink early and go home early, honey. We understand it. We're going to be opening the day on Thursday and Friday. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So come and check us out on Thursday. We're going to try to change our ladies' night to Thursday. Friday we'll have drunken karaoke. And then on Saturday we're going to have just our party out, okay? So definitely come and check us out and come see what's happening. I also want to give a shout-out to Apollo Organization, Baton Rouge Apollo, Lafayette Apollo, Birmingham Apollo, to Mr. Miss National Apollo 2017. Shout-out to you guys. To Jay Rush, all the Baton Rouge Apollo, I love you guys so much. Can't wait to work with y'all again. And, yeah, it's Mardi Gras season, guys. It's about to kick up, so we definitely got to turn it up. And shout-out to ROU, the whole crew. Can't wait, you know, to see you guys at the announcement party. Turn up, honey.
I'm going to tell you, this year, ROU is really bringing it. So, honey, it's worth every penny of their tickets for the tickets this year, honey.
Well, that is That's what's up. You know, Rainbow Radio will definitely be in the building and shaking it up for you guys. I need to get my stuff together so we can, you know, have our after party. We're going to be headed straight to Castaways, honey. Y'all already know.
Mm-hmm.
Headed straight out there. But I love you guys. You know, it's we coming to the end of what's going on, Miss Sweeta. I know you. Do you have an easy week this week?
I'm pretty chilled this week, honey. It's just
okay.
That next week is going to be busy, honey, getting everything together for the announcement party and plus Beyonce's show.
Exactly. Well, we will be in the house on Monday as well. So we'll definitely see you guys there. And anyone who's interested in being... Who?
I'm sorry, girl, for cutting you out. Shout out to Prime Nightclub because they're
simply
amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, I was going to say, anyone who's interested in being on the Acadiana Pride Board, we're having a meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 217 Garfield Street. It's to give you information and get all of that together to see if you would like to be a part or be, you know, involved. Please turn out and help make the Acadiana Pride organization the best it can be for our whole Acadiana community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we will
and please
be...
support gay bars, support the gay community because please support the gay community because if we don't support ourselves, how do we expect others to support us?
Oh, come on, RuPaul. You can't love yourself. How the hell somebody else to love you?
Exactly.
Okay. I hear you, honey. Yeah. Well, I love you. I love everyone listening. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I know Biscuita loves y'all. Thank y'all for the support and for rocking with your LGBTQ Louisiana station. We love you guys. We're going to be back same time, same place next week, giving you the same thing. And we'll probably have some RLU on the show because, you know, that's who what's going to be happening on Saturday, getting you guys out there. But yeah, that's what's going to happen. I love you guys. I hope y'all have a fantastic week. I'm going to leave y'all with some Alice Francis, some Shoot 'Em Down. Y'all know I love this shit. Biscuita, I love you, sis. Have a great week.
You too, honey bunch.
All right. Peace.
All right.
All right, guys. Y'all have a wonderful week. Be good to each other just because you can. Smile at somebody just because you can and, you know, do something unexpected, something that's out the box of normal for you. Push yourself outside your box and, you know, extend your hand to someone. You never know what someone is going through and what they need from you in that day. So just try it. You never know. I love you guys. Be
this man is a ticket for a ghost train. I believe what he said.